Morning, Audio Boo. I just wanted to share something with you. It's a passage from Hello Land by Nick Walker, and this is a passage that really hooked me into this book and meant that I couldn't put it down. Chip arrived in this town, sore, sad, suffering. He slept outside. He slept in the library. He slept through cramp, and in his dreams he was paralysed. He walked slowly. He let the sun brown his skin and the moon make him pale again. He found an old map which charted the vanished river's course. He walked its route along streets and down roads and through shops and out towards the town's boundary. He walked by the river through malls and shops and gardens. He found a little red ball in a gutter. He picked it up and walked to the south hole and dropped the ball into it. He raced across town to the north hole to see if it would emerge. He ran through the streets, knocking into people, crashing through shops, pushing people out of the way. He sprinted down Spring Street Alley. He glimpsed the ball's progress, so he kept his speed, a water flow speed. A kid chased him, so did the kid's friend. Along the way, three more kids joined in, and some more, so that when he arrived at the North Hole, a dozen of them stood with him, panting and gasping for air. "What are you running for?" they asked. Chip was out of breath. "Are you running away from something?" He wiped the sweat off his brow. "Is your house on fire?" He shook his head. "Did a monster bite off your arm?" He shrugged. "Something like that." "What are you looking for?" they asked. "Any second now," said Chip, "a red ball is going to come out of this hole." They watched. A minute passed. A minute's a long time for a kid, and one of them said he was talking hooey. Another one said he was a madman who probably ate his own arm off. One pulled his arm out of his sweater and flapped the empty sleeve around. He jumped up and down saying, I'm the... But he couldn't think of any famous one-armed people, so he said, "I'm that guy there," and pointed at Chip. Then out the ball came. It bobbed up. It twirled. Slimy but still red. It rode the current. It cleaned itself in the swirl. It drifted out of town. The kids laughed. Chip laughed. The first for a while. The tunnel was free-flowing. A water subway with no stops and no obstacles. A ball could bypass the town and reappear, blinking into the light. "Are any more going to come out?" asked the kids. "On Thursday there'll be a green one," said Chip. "At 8 o'clock in the morning, precisely. On Friday there'll be a blue one, same time. But on Saturday..." "Yes?" "On Saturday there'll be a gold one, and it'll have $10 taped to it." The kids jumped up and down. Chip went to the Fun Things toy shop. On Thursday at the North Hole there were the same witnesses, plus a few extras. They got there an hour early and spent the time clearing stones away. As 8 struck, a dozen digital watches beeped and the green ball came out to whoops and claps. On Friday there were 50 at least. Word got around. Kids shoved and pushed for a view. Someone blocked the hole with his hands and got cuffed and slapped. The hole was clear at 8 and blue popped out on the nose. They pelted blue with stones and it bounced and jumped and flowed away from them. Some ran after it along the river's edge. One kid stayed with it for 7 miles and had to be brought home by the police. On Saturday there were 100 witnesses. The bank got muddy and the view was restricted. They had nets and rods and buckets. Some kids from different schools fought with each other. Some made new friends. Some sold candy and made a killing. 8 struck and there was nothing. Newcomers started chanting and mocking. The faithful shouted them down. 3 minutes later most were hollering and a couple were crying. One kid pissed in the river. At 5 past, someone tried to send a cat down to find out what had happened. At 6 past, everyone was comparing watches. Some had the gold ball 10 minutes late and counting. At 7 past, many kids started to drift off since there was no action at the stupid muddy... Then it popped out. Gold. Grimy. $10 wrapped in a little plastic bag flapping at its surface. Perhaps the money had held it up.